Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday presented by DraftKings, and it is Thanksgiving week, and I will probably spend a bunch of time this week making sure you all know how appreciative and thankful that we are, me and Brian, for all of you that you say, you know what, 30 minutes of my day, every day, at least 30 minutes for those of you listen to Even Money and Fantasy Feast and College Draft and Andrew's Business of Sports. It means more than you know. You guys are awesome. And I hope to give out a Madden this week to one of you. All you have to do is get the coolest gift of all time that you should get anyway at myfrontpagestory.com. And you got a really good chance to get one of these last two Maddens because nobody got one last week. We have so many people buying stories, getting stories for loved ones. I guess it's none of the podcast listeners. I guess it's people that hear me somewhere else. By the way, last week's Spread the Word winner, at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod, Jim Stover, he said he doesn't want a press pass, doesn't want a signed picture, doesn't want a signed football card. He just wants as many people listening as possible or watching on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, as many as possible to donate somehow, some way to something during the holiday season. Wow, Jim, that is very powerful, very cool, and very unselfish. I love it. Love though all of you that spread the word winner, all of you that subscribe and comment on our YouTube page, and everybody that gets a story this week. Forget the Black Friday deals. Go to myfrontpagestory.com and get an incredible gift for a loved one. Big show time.
The Big Show.
Let's talk about your overall themes for Week 11 before we break down each of these games individually.
By the way, 7:28 a.m. Eastern, 4:28 a.m. Pacific time, where Brian is in Las Vegas. So I am thankful for Brian always, but especially this morning. Yes, Brian, in terms of the themes, how about the Road Dogs? And I nailed it on the Even Money podcast. I took Washington. I took the Colts. I took the Texans. Now, that was on the Even Money podcast with the spread. But still, you guys heard me on this show saying I really thought they had a good chance. And boy, did they ever. A lot of underdogs. It's been a big year for underdogs. It's been a big year for road teams. I mean, that's been a consensus throughout the year that road teams, underdogs, have been very good, pretty consistent over the course of the year. So those road dogs with more upsets, I mean, you got the number one seed in the NFC, the Packers losing, although they were on the road. Number one seed in the AFC, the Titans losing to the Texans, which I kind of called, no big deal. Then you even have number one team in the AFC East, the Bills. At least they were number one team in the AFC East. Pretty crazy. So road dogs, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, Austin Eckler, to a lesser extent, But Jonathan Taylor, an absolute monster. More on Jonathan Taylor a little bit later. And then I think the other thing that jumped out to me, Bri, you see some of these games with really bad weather. Tennessee, they had really bad weather. The worse the weather gets, the more important the run game becomes. And you're starting to see some teams. How about the way the Colts ran over the Bills? How about the way the Eagles ran over the Saints, who had the number one rush defense? The running game. The Bengals kind of ran over the Raiders late in that game. The running game getting more and more important as the season goes on. That's certainly a theme. And then all six Thanksgiving teams lose. There's three games on Thanksgiving, including your boy going back to Dallas on Thanksgiving for the first time since I played in Dallas on Thanksgiving in 2002. That will be, it's not the same stadium, but it'll still be a little bit of a moment for me. That's a top five football moment for me, starting on Thanksgiving for the Dallas Cowboys, beating the team that cut me a month earlier. That is special. So it was not very special for the teams, though, because they all lost. All of them lost. Not good. You know what is good? Raycon earbuds. Look at these bad boys right here that I'm showing on YouTube. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I love that they're super little and fit right in your ear. I love this charging case. I use these all the time now, especially when I'm on the road. I mean, making calls, listening to music, watching a high school game in a hotel room. It's all about the Raycon earbuds. And what an unbelievable gift, by the way. Are you kidding me? What a great, easy gift to give somebody for the holidays. Go to buyraycon.com/Tucker today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, because this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Tucker to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Tucker. They're not that expensive. You could knock out gifts for a couple people in one sitting at Raycon, buyraycon.com/Tucker.
Tuck Takes.
Let's start with one of those Thanksgiving teams that lost. The Saints fall to the Eagles 40-29. Jalen Hurts running for three touchdowns.
Right. So the Saints are in a bad spot, man. I mean, if Kamara doesn't play, their weapons are so limited on offense. You can't not think about when they had Breeze at quarterback. He would throw the ball to Kamara and Michael Thomas like every play. They've got neither. Didn't have either starting offensive tackle. It's not real good. The Eagles, meanwhile, that 2018 draft class is looking incredible. Dallas Goedert, Avante Maddox, both got extensions, both played well. Eagles run game dominant, 242 rushing yards, and Hurts had all day to throw. Wow. Defense was very good for the Eagles, although the Saints made some plays late. Not good for the Eagles that Jordan Howard got hurt and Darius Slay is in the concussion protocol. But the pick six by Slay, T.J. Edwards making plays. Eagles are on a roll now. That's 3 out of 4. And they've won those three games all by double digits.
Tuck Takes.
Miami Dolphins won their third straight game, 24-17 over the Jets.
Tua was very solid. You know, I think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I really do. Now, I think you might always desire more or want more, but he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I was pretty impressed, especially in play action. He's just smart. He's smooth. He's accurate. I think he's pretty good. As for the Jets, Michael Carter, Elijah Moore, a couple of rookies, they're part of the solution. I mean, those are two guys they can build around. Now they need the other rookie, the quarterback, Zach Wilson, in the games, playing well.
Tuck Takes.
Ron Rivera victorious in his return to Carolina, Washington 27, Panthers 21.
You know, Brightato Chip, with all of the conversation about Cam and Cam Newton's first start back in Carolina, everybody forgot it was a Taylor Heinicke revenge game. Taylor Heinicke, by the way, is going to have a Fitzpatrick-like career where people are always going to want somebody better as a starting quarterback, but always be thrilled to have him as a backup. I mean, he's going to be in the NFL a long time now. He played well. Terry McLaurin always plays well. Thought it was Antonio Gibson's best game of the year, even after he fumbled, even though he fumbled. I think the Washington football team offensive line's really playing well. They're down their top two centers, and they still controlled the action against a really good Panthers front. And the thing that's got to be frustrating for Carolina, Cam played pretty well. I actually thought Cam would have more issues, wouldn't know the offense that well. He ran for a touchdown, had a couple of beautiful touchdown passes. They only scored 21 points, though, and the defense didn't step up like it had been.
Tux takes.
You said we'll talk about Jonathan Taylor in a little while. Well, how about now? 5 touchdowns for Jonathan Taylor. Colts dominate the Bills 41-15.
Right. Pretty clearly, okay, Jonathan Taylor was in the zone. So pretty clearly, he's going to be the AutoZone in the zone player of the week presented by, guess who? AutoZone. Shocking, right? I mean, he took over the game. And they're starting to talk about him, Bri, as an MVP candidate. And I'm not even mad at him for it. Look what he's done over the last, whatever it is, 8 to 10 games. He has been awesome. He does it in the running game. He does it in the passing game. I mean, he is an absolute force that they are riding. And he just needs to stay healthy. And he's got a great chance to be the offensive player of the year in the NFL. He's like taking over the Derrick Henry role that Derrick Henry had in Tennessee. Now that Henry's hurt, he's doing it in Indy, except he does even more in the passing game. It's really, I mean, 5 touchdowns? Probably could have had even more if they really wanted to push the envelope. As for the Bills, something's not right there. I mean, Josh Allen played really poorly again. He has regressed a little bit this year, which is a major concern for the Bills. He is not playing as well as he did last year.
Tux takes.
Nick Chubb runs for 130 yards, helps the Browns beat the Lions 13-10.
So Jared Goff was out. So Tim Boyle started at quarterback. My guess is if Goff was hurting enough that he couldn't play yesterday, that he won't play on Thanksgiving either, and they'll give that oblique time to heal. Tim Boyle was pretty terrible. He has amazingly bad statistics at UConn and at Eastern Kentucky. I guess I don't know how he even got a shot in the NFL or how he makes teams. It's actually, I got to do some more research on Tim Boyle. But this will be, by the way, Bri, I tweeted this at Ross Tucker NFL. Second time in 3 years, the Lions will start a guy on quarterback that nobody has ever heard of. Other than like very few people. Did not play well. DeAndre Swift had a nice long run. I thought the bad weather kind of affected both offenses. Nick Chubb being back really helps the Browns. They lean on him in the offense because Baker Mayfield, I don't know if he, I think he maybe he got booed and he took a, I don't know. Somebody, maybe you guys could tweet me or email me at Ross Tucker NFL, Ross at RossTucker.com. I don't understand. Like, he walked off the field without shaking anybody's hands. He didn't talk to the media after the game. I'm not quite sure what's going on with Baker Mayfield.
Tux takes.
49ers improved to 5-5 on the season after traveling all the way across the country to beat the Jaguars 30-10.
Kind of thought the Jags would keep it closer the way they had been playing, especially on defense, and with the Niners having the long travel short week. Didn't matter. Jamal Agnew suffered a bad injury. Looks like he's done for the year. He had been one of the lone bright spots offensively for Jacksonville. As for the Niners, it's their usual cast of characters. I mean, Deebo Samuel might be one of like the 10 best running backs in the NFL. He looks like he's shot out of a cannon when he has the ball in his hands. It's incredible. Nick Bosa was his normally dominant self. I think the concern that you might have if you are a Jags fan, I don't really see Trevor Lawrence getting better. You know, I thought he'd start to like show a lot more than he has. I don't know if the losing's beating him down or getting beat down's beating him down, but it's not good.
Tux takes.
Houston Texans snapped their 8-game losing streak. They upset the Titans 22-13.
How about that, man? I mean, how about that? I kind of thought there was a chance here. Coming off the bye, Tyrod Taylor has more time to heal, and the Titans just hadn't been playing that great offensively. Tyrod Taylor took care of the ball, ran for 2 touchdowns. The weather was horrific, which is usually helps for an upset. And Ryan Tannehill threw 4 picks. Hard to win that way. Really hard to win that way.
Tux takes.
Greg Joseph, 29-yard field goal as time expired, gave the Vikings a 34-31 win over the Packers.
Well, so this game was incredible. I mean, this was honestly an insane football game. Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams both had ridiculous games. Feels like those guys are crazy consistent. Aaron Rodgers made some absurd throws. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers flicks his wrist and the ball is a 50-yard laser beam. Freaking laser beams coming out of his wrist. It's crazy. Anyway, he made some ridiculous throws. They got back into it, down 13 points twice. But the chip shot field goal by Crosby came back to hurt them. The penalties came back to hurt them. And Darnell Savage dropping that late Kirk Cousins interception. Should have been game, but he dropped it. Crazy.
Tux takes.
Tyler Huntley got the call on the way to the stadium. Leads the Ravens over the Bears 16-13 after he subbed for Lamar Jackson.
Such a huge win for the Ravens and a terrible loss for the Bears. I mean, it's both of those at the exact same time. Lamar Jackson was out because he has a really bad respiratory illness, which must be going around. I mean, the Ravens were beat up by – I know Penn State had like over 20 guys that couldn't play because of an illness that they say is not COVID. They've all been tested a million times. So, anyway, stay safe, stay healthy this week, everybody. Visiting each other on the holidays, be smart. So – Tyler Huntley ends up starting and did not play great. Didn't have Hollywood Brown to throw the ball to either, but he did enough. I mean, this game, neither team could score. Fields hurts his rib, so Andy Dalton comes in, immediately throws a wide receiver screen that Darnell Mooney takes to the house. Then, even though it's like 7-6, the Andy Dalton, 4th and 11, the Ravens come with an all-out blitz, and Dalton throws a touchdown pass like a minute and a half left. The Bears defense couldn't close the door. They couldn't shut him down. Tyler Huntley throws it to Sammy Watkins, and Devontae Freeman scores. Game-winning touchdown. I thought Bowser and Adafe Owe both played really well for the Ravens, but it's a gigantic win for the Ravens to win that game on the road without Lamar Jackson, and just a putrid loss for the Bears.
Tux takes.
2 touchdowns for Joe Mixon. Bengals win in Vegas 32-13.
And you were there, you are there, Bri.
I was there and still am there, yes.
Talk to me about the food.
Pre-game, we did breakfast sandwiches, a choice of sausage, bacon, or a tofu / impossible burger breakfast sandwich. Halftime, they had sliced turkey and vegetables. But all throughout the day, tons and tons of sweets, including these big Raiders and Bengals cookies, cannolis. the boxes of Reese's Pieces, M&M's, Sour Patch Kids, Red Vines. I mean, it was like Halloween all over again. It was good as always.
What kind of cookies?
They're just like sugar cookies, but they're like these big squares, like this with the Bengals logo and the Raiders logo.
I'm not a big sugar cookie guy. I think out of the choices you gave me, I think I would have been, was it peanut M&Ms?
They had both.
Okay, yeah. Then I would have been heavy on the peanut M&Ms. By the way, I love sliced turkey, but I feel like you're going to get that on Thanksgiving.
I had the same thought, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't like when teams do that on like the Sunday before or after Thanksgiving. It's like, wait a minute, no. Everybody has turkey. Although I love sliced turkey, so I'm not one to complain about that. What'd you go with on the breakfast sandwich?
I actually didn't because I wasn't that hungry, and I filled up on the sweets.
Bri. So by the way, the right answer is sausage, egg, and cheese for a breakfast sandwich. Bacon, egg, and cheese, there's just too much risk on the bacon. You know, bacon can be really hit or miss, and it might be undercooked, overcooked. Sausage in a breakfast sandwich form is actually really consistent. Anyway, and usually really good. Everybody just needs to check my social media. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Ross Tucker NFL. I feasted at Army. Absolutely feasted. Two filet sandwiches, three brats, two pork loin sandwiches. Just ridiculous. As for the game, Bengals defense played much better than it had been. Pretty much stoned the Raiders all game long. The Raiders defense actually kept them in the game. Until late, it was like they just broke. Joe Mixon just broke the Raiders defense late.
Tux takes.
Colt McCoy got the start for the Cardinals as Kyler Murray was once again inactive. Cardinals beat the Seahawks 23-13 in Seattle, now 3-7 on the season.
It's bad, Bri. It's really bad. I thought they would play much better. They didn't. Russell Wilson, Seahawks offense, totally stuck in neutral. Metcalf does nothing. Lockett made a couple big plays. Russell Wilson and the O-line did not play particularly well. I think this is the end. I've said it last week. I think this is the end for Russell Wilson, Seattle. I think the whole organization sort of needs to hit the reset button. Jamal Adams, not good in coverage. Boy, they gave up a lot for a guy that is a liability in coverage. Zach Ertz, two first-half touchdowns. James Conner. I mean, the number of guys that are playing better than anybody thought they could again for the Cardinals is highly encouraging for them. Colt McCoy, James Conner, Zach Ertz, A.J. Green. It's actually really impressive how many of these guys are playing at a really high level.
Tux takes.
Kansas City Chiefs improved to 7-4 after defeating the Cowboys 19-9.
Right. Boy, I have a lot to say about this game. But first, I need to make sure everyone understands that at AutoZone, you can shop your way. I know a lot of people thinking about what to get the holidays. How about doing what you want to do when you want to do it with AutoZone? If you're more of a today person, and you want to get what you need ASAP, then you can order online, pick it up fast with their free same-day store pickup. No waiting in lines. Like, this is what I'm all about. Any place where they have food and you can have an app, like driving home from Army Saturday, I used the Chick-fil-A app to order ahead. Dude, that's the way to do it. AutoZone has it. It's amazing. No waiting in lines, shopping through the store. Nope. If you're more of a tomorrow person and your job can wait, AutoZone.com, free next day delivery. You can order as late as 10 o'clock and your package will arrive the next day. It's insane. So next time you're starting a job on your car, start it by shopping your way at AutoZone.com with their free same day pickup and free next day delivery. Awesome. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Okay. As for this game, you know, the Cowboys, first of all, Dak was a little off all game and missed a golden opportunity to get further along in the MVP race. But Amari Cooper having COVID really hurt them. And then CeeDee Lamb going to the concussion protocol on the play at the end of the first half, which was a bad interception by Dak. They could have gotten at least a field goal out of it. That's even worse because these other receivers for the Cowboys, they're not bad, but they were dropping a lot of balls. Brown, Cedric Wilson was not good. It was a very disappointing performance by the secondary receivers, I would say, for the Cowboys. Meanwhile, you know who shows up every week for the Cowboys? Micah Parsons. Every single week, he comes to play. It's uncanny. It's incredible. Meanwhile, for the Chiefs, their defense has totally changed. It seems like now that Chris Jones is back at D-tackle. He dominated both guards, really the whole O-line for the Cowboys, who didn't have a great plan. How about doubling him? How about sliding to him? What are we doing, fellas? They didn't have a very good plan against him. And the Chiefs' corners, Ward and Snead, play crazy aggressive. And if the refs are letting them play, they're in a good shape.
Tux takes.
Justin Herbert, 30 of 41 for 382 yards, three touchdowns, and 90 rushing yards. What an amazing end of the game, Sunday Night Football. Chargers beat the Steelers 41-37.
Awesome, awesome football game. Great way to end the week or the day, I guess. We got a game with the Bucs and the G-Men tonight. No Minka Fitzpatrick, no TJ Watt, no Joe Hayden. That equals 41 points for the Chargers. You never see the Steelers give up that many points, but they're missing their best cover corner and then their two best defensive players. Well, Cam Hayward, too. Two of their three best defensive players. But they did have Big Ben back, who maybe played his best game of the year, and they still lost. Justin Herbert was awesome in the air, and especially with his legs, which I think was surprising to some people. Eckler had four touchdowns, two in the air, two on the ground. He was almost the AutoZone in the zone player of the week. You know, it looked like the Steelers were out of the game and it was over. Then they block a punt, get a touchdown. Cam Hayward tips up an interception. Cam Sutton recovers it, get a touchdown. Then they stop the Chargers on downs, kick a field goal. They have the lead. And then the Chargers, they totally drop the coverage on Mike Williams. Not sure how that happens, but it does every once in a while. Chargers needed that. That was felt like a pretty big swing game for both those teams. You start to look at the AFC playoff race. I mean, it's going to be a battle. All these games going to be an absolute battle, especially for those wild card spots. Shoutouts are in order. They always are. To people that say, you know what? I want Ross to mention my company's name on every show he does. Like Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com. All, I think we're done here, members of Patreon.com/RTMedia. Busy Tuesday. Bri's got to fly back, so no other shows today. But Tuesday, we'll have Emory on the college draft. We got Ohio State, Michigan coming up. Ton of awesome rivalry games. We got Steve Fezzik on an Even Money podcast that we will drop early. It's not late. No. It's just early. And we've got the Power Rankings Tuesday. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.